Welcome.
Okay, so we'll go ahead. So I'm going to call this meeting to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Do we have any added agenda item? No? So I would like a motion to approve the February 15th meeting minutes. We kind of changed the date on this for till the end of the month. Did you guys review those? I did not bring them, but they looked.
I read them.
Yeah, I read them too, so.
Make a motion to approve the February 15th meeting.
Second.
Good. All those in favor? Okay, we are here. We have a guest.
About 3 weeks ago or a month ago, I think Melissa sent out, you guys sent out I'm thinking about that and then something hit me and I said, in our urban renewal zone, I was involved with a city 30 years ago. They had to meet with a city just nearby. It had started with B also called Boise. But we had all the Oregon laws, things like that. And we kicked their pants in commercial development, came to our community. And the reason being, we had a Japanese community based in our community, and they really believed in cleanliness. Have you ever driven through Ontario? I don't know if you noticed it, but when you hit the city limits of Ontario, you know you're in a different place. If you understand why, you know you're in a different place. It's a relative, the workers, the Japanese community, not a big tax base, not a big housing base. Everyone lives in Idaho. They just shop and everything. Lower economic stratum because everything in Idaho. So everyone in Idaho, they can't make it there to come to Oregon. So we had a lot of things going against it, but when you hit that community, you know you're in someplace special. And the reason being is the cleanliness of this community. And what I was going to suggest to you guys, just to get to the point, is think about taking one of your storefront grants to this gentleman. And I know you do street sweeping here with a project with like once a year. But what Ontario, they did there, they swept their streets once a week and in the business district twice a week. And they stripped them. And if you ever go from Ontario, the gravel that in the curb, that town is perfectly clean. Because it gives it a very crisp, fresh look. And so what I was going to suggest is for a storefront development grant, if you would like to the City Public Works, the resources to be able to start like a regular street sweeping program, at least in the Urban Renewal District, which is funding it. It makes sense. The department contribution of it was $7,000. So. And I don't think you can do it on the basis, but Ontario had like one full-time person. They did it every day. And that guy, Steve Marker with his name, and he needed to make sure that when you were talking about the dust, he'd touch that the dust wouldn't even be there. I mean, when you drive to Boise and you go for Ontario, just take a second different about it, and that's what's different about it. They still have a lot of buildings, they still need some paint, they still have some gravel parking lot, just like this community does. But the county is spotless when it comes to the street, and it's a street sweeping program. It does lend a sense of this community's got it together, and the money you would spend on painting one building or something like that, you could keep the whole, whether you contract it out or whatever. You know, I'm not saying to give these guys more work, but take some of the resources that you would give for storefront grant and just say, let's grant that to the city. I understand you got to do it once a year with Redmond, you come through and get all the cinders. See how crisp that would make your city look, our city look, cleaner city than they were.
I really appreciate having you bring that idea in.
So there's a marked difference. You can tell those driveways and those places that are cleaned, and then the next one, like the difference between the Red Rooster and the Chamber, for instance.
You look at the business, if you do a little sweeping, you look at the people that do sweep their sidewalks, you do look at it, and those businesses, even if they haven't been painted, and they look crisp. Notice it, but you just have this sense that, like, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And it was simple as that. And the one thing that they had in that community that they funded was a street. I know it had to be scaled to what you could afford or things like that. Contracted with private contractors, public or local. That's what you're trying to do. Take something that's kind of desolate, right? All in. Mm-hmm. And you guys know me, I'm not a big fan of urban renewal and the structure of it. So to come in here with a project,
have to go there, huh?
I'm going to be honest, but to come in here with a project and, you know, if you're going to do urban renewal, do this.
Yeah. You could tell the difference going right up 97. See how they swept the sides and cleaned up everything on the west side, And the east side still has a bunch of cinders and everything along there, it looks sort of trashy.
And then even the west side, it's not like, you go Frontier, I mean, you could eat off the gutters in that. You don't put the sand and leaves down, because the street sweeper gets it all. And I'd go around like 6 times in a circle just to get one pebble. So like a week after they would gravel the streets in a snowstorm, he'd be out there just all up. It was perfection. And of course, it had something to do with the Japanese, if you understand the Japanese culture, perfection, row crops are clean and everything. That's something they felt was very, compete with some pretty pretentious folks on the other side of the river who thought they were really a bunch of hooey hooey.
Really appreciate that you thought about it and brought it to us, because I don't think that.
You put it in the private sector, or you let your public works people have it, you know, it's up there, you want to give it heck more work to these guys.
I'm definitely for that. Yeah. Not against, it's just the funding, right?
Yeah, this is what gets you the funding. You'd have to scale it based on your funding,
right?
Once a year thing, or if it's twice a year. Once Ontario got to where the business district got done twice, what happened is it when your gutters and things like that cut down, because then, or something, because it already is, look, it that thing that we use in the fire station, if everything's orderly and tight and clean, you're not going to be the first one to litter. Because you know it, but where, you know, there's no place to put it. Where if everything else is trashy, you just kind of like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
No one's going to notice.
I don't know that even on the sidewalk down, and you see the swept sidewalks and the clean entrances, and then. But then I just don't know that the connection is there.
That's
right.
It.
You know, policies and for the council to decide if they want.
Idea out there. I understand there's a lot of decision making and what ifs and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to start doing grant, that would be something. Writing a grant, I said, right, you just crash your meeting.
Well, I thought it's funny you brought that up too, because I was actually going to talk about.
And it's like stone soup. You do a little here, and the city does the urban renewal area, and then the outside that urban renewal district. So you have to keep it centered. But if you get the program started here, people see that, then it gets been, and then it's like stone soup. Other people say, well, we'll do our neighborhood, or we want to do this, or we'll start a trash collection, or we'll do a shine on La Pine.
Exactly.
And it gets that. But it is Google man down. It doesn't matter how old the picture is. You're going to see those streets are spotless. Go on Southwest 4th Avenue, Google it. I didn't have anything to do with that program out there. We just observed the fire station.
It's something as a special.
I think he's
bought
into it.
That horse is gone. So
yeah.
You pull up the horse out of the barn.
Yeah. So.
Send it to that pasture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me going on the reservation. Was a Redmond fire buddy this year, and you know, to get you there.
Yeah,
so,
we want to do that.
So
we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about discussion.
So we're going to redefine it. We're going to get more specific. The other thing, we're not giving out a great amount of money. We're just for each thing. And when you get into the kind of projects you want to see, like a remodel, or 4 or 5 grants, maybe 1 or 2 projects that somebody was really wanting to put the money out and remodel, or oh, there's something, because you won't notice it in the landscape, but if you give it out to these bigger projects, I think you're going to see a difference in
a project of that size.
We've had a couple interests, but what he did is he turned in a project, and he's going to actually just have the JCJ building coming in. And I told her that's the inaugural year, and we had trouble getting the applications out, and we had trouble. And after that, when we redo the brochures, we'll actually. Has to be part of that facade improvement.
Right.
Oh, we'll give you a bike rack too, because you're right. Yeah.
And even like a project that Mike is bringing in.
There is interest out there. There are some bigger projects I think you'll see in a couple years or a year. But an issue. But contracting out may not. So
specific project.
With
a specific objective in mind, I think you'll be fine.
Right.
You don't lose it. I think the biggest thing urban renewal is going to have my press taxpayers that are putting into that pot,
right,
that they're getting the services. So you would now if the city was already sweeping the streets. And you do want, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a regular routine maintenance. So the urban renewal district get that maintenance, I think you're going to be able to fly it. Have to check the rule, but
you're right.
I think you're.
And you're
good.
On.
It's
you're
really
right on.
Specific
to we have to change the way our budget has worked, and I don't know.
But I think you know this. You're right. I'm tracking up, and then if the city can.
I don't know that urban renewal's budget is there yet to pin and figure out how to get that going again and some other.
Well, our focus, and I think that is a really good idea.
In
a way,
by how clean.
How clean it is. You know, they have grass right up to the edge of the roads, and every you go after miles and miles of homes where it's all mowed, it's all taken care of.
It's nice and clean here, but when the main public way is messy, everyone else it feels like
right.
It's messy. So
right.
That's a standard, and that's really, if you go back to the intent of urban renewal law, which I agreed with that part of you, that we need to be doing. It isn't a handout to commercial people, so people want to come here and build in this zone. Yell this project too, that's the neat thing, it isn't like you have to find $50,000, yell to what your budget is.
We have subcontracted that, and it's surprising, it's not huge dollar gap for, I mean, the.
Or they can do when you figure out.
It's 10 miles and. To finish up about the definite.
The point is you have to be able to.
We need to make a motion, then, no, we don't, we just.
Those that we know out there finishing up and getting their stuff, I know.
I think we need to make sure before we put it in.
No, we're not gonna put anything in the Eagle, because they don't have an applicant, you know, they're not finished, but I'll bring them to you, do a branding brochure next year too, with a little more definition of what.
Rural committee or the board know that she's interested in the project, so she didn't, she's got a lot on, and I don't think she understood the process.
I think what she wanted to do is she wanted this committee to expand and include the senior.
She's not in the urban or rural, and I told her that, and she can't think. That's set hard and core, yeah, that's not a, that's not.
Well, that's what I'm sure that she.
Right, that's not even possible.
You said, you took your urban or rural zone guy, you're maxed out, no more.
Yeah, no more, yeah, it doesn't go anywhere, so that's great, yes, so. We're working with the senior on a different thing you guys are about.
Yeah, what could we spend?
I can't tell you until you get.
So, well, we have $50,000.
Is what you had last year.
And not spreading it out, not doing 10 projects. Very pleased that we were conservative, that we were tax dollars, and we were being careful.
Somebody will know we've done.
Yeah, so I'm looking at.
So conceivably, we have $100,000 that roll into the next budget.
Not how your budget works.
No, so what I'm thinking with the $50,000 that we're, oh, I'm thinking we can look at those two projects and make them at like $50,000, and we can say, this does not meet our criteria.
Most important thing, whatever we select for a project has to be visual. Something that really stands out in the community, so that somebody goes by, they can say, hey, look at the difference in this building, and look how much that this is going to make our city look.
Remember, we're not funding a full project, we are granting them fund, grow into our monies. Remember, so we can do more with those dollars too, and that allows, those are just, I'm just throwing those things out on the table. And we'll leave it up to Melissa, no, but.
You pay interest rate on some capital improvement loan. I write a lot of grants for FEMA for set priority where they want to see the fire district or fire. The thing is, we like the fun, and here's the priority, urban renewal infrastructure, sidewalk, ADA, curbs and gutter, street drainage. I mean, stuff just to get people around, parking lot to make people easy to park, that anybody can use, you know, parking lot that are open to multiple businesses, things like that. And see, that's our first priority, our second priority down. So if someone, and that still gives you the gap to say, well, this person on the fourth priority really comes in with that. Here's the priority, then the priority should link up with exactly what the goal is. And if you include those in your project, guess what? You're now, and then they can build their projects like we design our grant.
We need one of those.
We can show you one of those. That's what we got. You know, one of 50 in the United States. Probably already had that worked out.
And we'll bring it back to you for.
And we had some discussion.
Oh, I can get money on it. Oh, I want to replace this. Oh, my sprinkler system, you know, and I have one of those. And I'm like, oh, no. But thank you. So, you know, I think if we redefine and we work on that brochure, I think I've heard loud and clear what your goals are and how we're going to proceed. So I think that's good.
Okay. So let's talk about the Lapine Station.
These two would be setting money and dollars aside for possibly purchasing.
Or its side.
The west side.
Yeah, the west.
You can use it for transportation.
Okay.
Only transportation. So anything you want to do that is not travel.
I'll try to turn off that cross.
Anyway, so that's just another one that stuck out there. We're going to start looking for.
Is that one you were talking about? You know, street cleaning.
Last year we appointed Corey, so it makes sense that those things to us. So let's take a look at hearing. Wise buys in the bulletin, and then
that's council, not you. Mm-hmm. You guys are at the May 7th. That's
leveraging and maximizing our dollars.
Stop, and I'm like, well, I can't turn in.
Probably not an urban renewal thing.
Yes. Right,
it's a planning thing. I'll talk to you.
Yeah,
curb cuts.
Bring to people's attention.
Well, and a lot of it is
paint the areas out on those. You know, I have.
Get our 20 feet at that fire point. I think that's the beginning. If the lines aren't there and it doesn't work, you know. They met the code.
Yeah, so that's where I'm thinking.
You put one in the sink, the same thing, you know, somebody's coming out. You got to secure this plan.
So any other staff comments?
I'm excited for this group. I'm excited for you to sit down on the transfer out. It didn't happen again.
County and keep streets clean?
We don't need, the city can tackle that. And we don't need to say just the urban renewal district because there's streets all over the city that need it. I mean, they really need it.
Well, that's going to be a good discussion when we talk that thought.
This money, though, can only go to urban renewal district.
Right.
But then if you do the whole city, you're going to have to be careful because then you put Melissa in jeopardy. Urban renewal district subsidizing something to tax payers. Unless you can positively show the urban renewal district getting a benefit plus other than what operation.
Right.
I'm going to go with.
Can't happen.
I think your idea is great, to fund all the streets. Be very, very careful how you structure it. I think you should be able to use urban renewal money for street sweeping. You just have to keep it rolled on and make sure it's additive above whatever the city is doing.
Which means it's something I can bring up to you, but it'll happen next budget.
Concerns about being in the site. You have more people, more traffic, more.
I agree with you, Don, and I think that's something.
You wouldn't be able to do it, and maybe economically, we'd be able to hire.
Maintenance, if they can, the brooms,
We had a go after, we had a sweep of our parking lot.
Airport sweeping, we played booms every week.
We did. We were shocked at the distance on our.
It would cost you. But Don, what you can do with your urban renewal money, you can start like a pilot project in your urban renewal area. The community likes it so much, then the city can say, you know what, we're going to fund this now. Kick the urban renewal money back away, year 3, 4, and you can use urban renewal money as pilot project. The whole city likes the idea. You as city council then expand it to the whole city with city fund as you can budget it. And then urban renewal money can go back in the pot to do something else and be seed money for another crazy idea, and I'll work on it for 3 or 4 years.
So we can